Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did it bother you the Patriots didn't, that they... I mean, KJ Osborne is fine. We have the best room of wide receiver number threes in the NFL right now, which is, again, why they need a true number one wide receiver. And it probably wasn't Calvin Ridley, though he would have made a difference. But did it bother you that they didn't even just take a $6 million flyer on Tyron Smith at left tackle and let him go to the Jets?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not really.
Same.
I mean, this is where I'm actually... confused slash concerned that they may be going down your road of trade down and all those things, because I think it's quite clear they're in this for the long haul. Whether the Crafts allow them to be it in the for the long haul, we'll see in a year or two. But I don't think there is like this need to immediately be better, to win, to anything. They are not treating anything with immediacy. I thought you had to leave free agency with either your number one pass catcher or your number one left tackle. And it doesn't appear you're going to be able to do that. As you said, KJ Osborne, nice, fine player, you know, blend him in on the 07 Pats and he would have been a star. He would have been like the Jabbar Gaffney with key third down catches along the way. Blend him in on the 2024 Patriots and you're like, oof, we're not very good, are we?
Is that Bourne or is that Juju or is that Osborne? Like that guy's like, they're all around the same size. Yeah, they have good enough-ish hands. No, none of them are very fast. Like
didn't Mayo tell us? Wasn't it Mayo? Who was telling us like they wanted like offensive players that defenses have to scheme for and play?
Yes,
for?
game-changing speed. Well, Elliot Wolf's was weaponizing the offense and aside from, you know, he's getting his feet held to the fire over the burnsome cash line, which he was forced to walk back and they subsequently haven't. Although they've spent more money than you realize. It's just they've spent it retaining a lot of their own players and building a strong middle class. Again, having a utilitarian style, blue collar, strong middle class football team is fine. That means you'll probably survive a lot of games and you'll be a 7-10, 8-9 type of team in perpetuity.
Whoa. Did you say 8 wins?
Tops. Yes.
I said that right now. Can we bet right now?
At this, as currently constituted, oh no, they're not winning 8 games. I said if everything goes in your favor, you have good health from last season, don't lose a lot of players early to injured reserve, and have a decent free agent class and a decent draft, yeah, you're probably a 6-8 win team. Tops. If you have a strong middle class and you've got people that can hold their blocks, make tackles, break up plays, and then you surround them with a couple of stars, that's how you start winning football games, which puts so much pressure on the upcoming draft because they didn't get anybody that's a difference maker thus far in free agency.
Did you say hold their blocks or something else that rhymes with blocks?
I said hold their blocks, young man.
Yeah, I think... right now, I would set the line because Gerard Mayo guaranteed the Suns really a pain in my ass.
funny how it doesn't comply, Andy. It's so weird. It doesn't take notes.
The Gerard Mayo guaranteed they'd win more games on the Greg Hill Show. Guaranteed.
Yes, he did.
I am not sure. I think right now a fair number to set for the Patriots is 4.5 wins. Take their 4 wins last year, and do you believe they're better or worse? And if you made me pick right now at 4.5 wins, mm-hmm. what would you take?
Right now, I'll take the over. But if I think they win 5, maybe 6 tops.
You take the under.
Woo.
They're not as good a football team. They're a worse football team right now. And I know the draft, and you know the old Bill Belichick line. Hey, as luck would have it, we don't play a game until September, and you can get snarky about roster building and all that mm-hmm. crap. They're a worse football team right now. That's the simple reality of it. And I don't know how much better they're going to get, how much better play they're going to get out of the quarterback position. The schedule is not easy. Their last place schedule earned them a pairing with the Bengals and the Chargers. Are you better than the Bengals and the Chargers?
No, you are not. As a matter of fact,
those are your easy games. Those are your games you get because you suck. Those are we feel bad for. Those are your pity party games. Your pity party games are Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. That's how pityful you are heading into your pity party games. So, yeah, right now I would take the under.
Yeah, me no likey. And by the way, just harping a little longer on the free agency aspect of things, in addition to, at least they were aggressive in their pursuit of Calvin Ridley. It's a good sign. However, horseshoes, hand grenades, ifs, buts, candies, and nuts.
If they were aggressive, they would have got him. Don't give them. Don't.
No,
don't
they were aggressive. I didn't say they were aggressive enough. They were aggressive, but they were not aggressive enough. But the stuff that really burns my ass is Keenan Allen is available for a fourth round. I don't care if he's 32 years old. I don't care what his salary is this year, what is cap hit, whatever. You can rework that. You can find ways to have the mega minds upstairs at one, formerly Brady Place, finesse the contract so as to make it that you can draft other people and even sign more. You can't tell me that a veteran quarterback, a rookie quarterback, or a third stringer like Bailey Zappi doesn't have an easier existence having a surgical, precise route runner and some of the best hands in the NFL on your team like Keenan Allen. A fourth to the Bears, they just did a huge service to Caleb Williams and the forthcoming Bears offense and a disservice to the Patriots. Tyron Smith, I don't care if he's load managed and only plays 11 games. You're telling me that he can't teach whoever you draft or whoever else you find to play left tackle in the future how to play a better left tackle? Because when he's healthy, he's one of the best left tackles in all of football. Now he's going to block for Aaron Rodgers, the soon-to-be vice president of the United States down in New York. good for them. $6.5 million. If he plays all of his games and gets $15 million, he deserves it. But $6.5 million when you have $100 million is peanuts to invest in your team. So, Andy, it kind of goes all back to the same thing to me. Can't you be entertaining and still try to win while you build for the future? It seems like these are confounding principles with our current state of executives, ownership, and talent evaluators.
So let me advocate for the devil that is Elliot Wolf. I'm going to give you a trio of names. You tell me which one you would want. Tank Dell, Puka Nacua, Keenan Allen.
I'll take, I'd go with Puka Nacua.
Where was he selected?
Fifth round.
You're giving up a fourth round pick for a year of Keenan Allen. I think Elliot Wolf says, I've seen this draft class. There will be wide receivers in the fourth round that if we hit the right guy, will not be a contributing player for us for 1 year. He'll be a contributing player for us for a minimum of four when we hopefully have to decide whether we want to hand him a large sum of money to remain with the team and continue to contribute for us. I think the timeline here is important, and I've begun to accept a timeline for them that is not 2024, maybe not even 2025. It's a long-term rebuild where they're looking for stability of the franchise. And that would be my retort to that very simple specific, not Tyron Smith. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit of a different beast because you could just pay him. You didn't have to lose out on anything. You could do short term, the whole thing.
Nothing.
But the trade, similar to even Justin Fields, like, hey, why not just give a pick for Fields? Well, because we don't think he's the long-term answer. We're giving up a pick that could help us be part of the long-term answer because we plan on drafting well and getting value out of second and third day picks and all of that. Mm-hmm. I think it's so weird because the 1,000% adding talent burn some cash comment made it seem like we're doing this quick. We're doing it hard and we're doing it fast. And you're like, wait, are you talking about sex or rebuild? And I think, the plan, their actions are the exact opposite of that, that they're in this for the next 2 to 3 years to bring stability to this franchise. And I like the plan if it works. It just forces me to say, wait, you weren't entertaining last year. You weren't really entertaining the year before. Doesn't sound like you're going to be entertaining next year. There's a little bit lacking here in Foxborough. But I also will say, I think most people, if they watch Drake May play, you hope they're going to be optimistically entertained, like Peyton Manning year one. Yeah, he's throwing picks and he's doing dumbass stuff, but that dumbass stuff will pay off in a year when he's good. That or Josh Allen or whoever you want to compare him to. That's, I think, what they're going to be banking on. I think that, to me, is another reason why they're taking the quarterback. I think they're going to put all the entertainment value eggs in the fact that people will say, that's our quarterback.
And in the QB basket, right. Yeah. Well, and I agree with everything you've said, and we've won enough the team won enough for multiple lifetimes of our football reporting, discussing, and consuming enjoyment. The only thing, and this is just the game everyone has to play and we have to stick around for, is that so much of what you just said is based off of the biggest word in the English language, and yet it's still just one of the shortest ones, as Joe Namath famously said. If such a big word for only two letters, if Drake May pans out, if they can find the next Tank Dell, if they can land a Puka Nacua, if they can find their tackle of the future in the second, third, or fourth round, if there's so much that hinges upon if. And I was just saying that for at least the time being, perhaps you can mortgage a small part of the future to provide some contemporary entertainment, as well as bring in the veterans that can help teach these guys how to be better football players. For that future you are building towards. So that's sort of like a disagree to a degree type of disagree to agree type of principle there. I see exactly what you're saying. It just is for one of your portmanteaus of the wide world of six rings, it's hingent upon them finding those guys and those guys panning out. Last thing I wanted to run by you, Andy, in this excellent episode of Six Rings and Football Things. And don't forget this week, folks, there'll be another prospects preview coming with Cadillac Heart and Shime. There'll be a one-off Wednesday. We'll have another pod towards the end of the week as we continue to provide all the information, news, analysis, engagement, and enragement you need to keep your offseason fulfilled until, of course, April 25th, when the Patriots are on the clock at the third overall pick from Detroit. Andy, as far as free agency goes, are you ready for this? According to Pro Football Focus, the AFC teams that dominated free agency are A, the Houston Texans, number one. They get a grade of A. And then there is a five-way tie for second place, all teams receiving a B+. The Steelers, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Dolphins, and your New England Patriots.
What's that?
That's right.
I think you Pro broke football. Up. You said, I thought I heard Patriots, but there must have been something in between.
No, there were a bunch of other teams that got the same grade that you did. Texans had the best free agency thus far in the AFC. And then the Steelers, Bengals, Chiefs, Dolphins, and Patriots all had the second best free agency to date thus far in the American Football Conference. Your thoughts?
So is that based on re-signing Mike Onwenu and re-signing Hunter Henry? And those, like, because you can make an argument there, I guess. I mean, I could too. I think you've re-signed good players that I wanted you to re-sign. The problem is they all were key members of a four-win football team that's picking third in the draft. It wasn't good enough to maintain, as Belichick used to say, the status is quo. The status is quo means another top five pick, unless that's what they're looking for and that's what they want.
Look at this, by the way, just, and as we wrap up, I'm super curious about it as well. I'll get to this in a sec, but I agree with you. Like they held on to some of their tent poles around which they're going to try to build the team with these new draft picks. And that's great. I'd give them like a C+ thus far. Like if you just hold on to these guys, then you've got like an okay passing grade. It's not great yet. It could be great, but we're going to have to, like you just preached momentarily, we're going to have to hold on for that if factor, and we're going to have to show some patience in the face of the draft and the people that they're going to try to develop the team around and hope that the quarterback of the future works out. I like Uche on a one-year deal for $3 million base. That seems like found money to me. Onwenu, terrific. Obviously, the health last year, you lose Judon Gonzalez, you lose John Jones part of the season. You lose Marcus Jones for the entire season. You know, I like Antonio Gibson. He could be the undervalued receiver slash third down back they've needed for years now. That's all well and good. It's just that there's no wide receiver one. There's no left tackle one. There's no QB one. And that just puts so much pressure on this upcoming draft to nail, you know, only the three most important and most high priced players on the field.
Fitzy, let me ask you a question. You have no life jacket. Your boat sank miles offshore. You can see land and you're a pretty good swimmer and you swim for 4 hours, 4 hours really hard. You're swimming straight towards land.
In open water?
Oof. Yep. Oof. And then you pause and you look around and you say, uh-oh, I've been swimming pretty damn hard for 4 hours and I don't believe I'm any closer to land. How are you feeling about your chances of survival?
Not great, Bob. Not great.
To me, that's where the Patriots are right now. They re-signed those guys. That's great. They used a lot of energy, efforts, attitude, whatever you want to fill in, and they're about ready to drown.
We're still in open water. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, oh, look, there's a six-pack of Narragansett floating in the water. I think I'm just going to sit here and drink until I get eaten by a shark.
Absolutely. And cut yourself to bleed out a little to maybe increase the speed of the process.
Exactly. Come and get it. Dinner served, boys. Last thing. Actually, I'm going to watch this, Andy. I bet you will, too. This just popped up on the Twix feed here as we wrap up this episode. From Shefty, Netflix has announced its newest sports series that follows these pass catchers during the 2023-24 season. Those sneaky sons of gun. Last season, we got quarterback. The new Netflix series, Receiver, will premiere this summer. It's produced by NFL Films. You're going to get an inside look at the 2023 season of, you ready for this? Amon-Ra St. Brown, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Justin Jefferson, and Devontae Adams.
I'm in.
Oh, I am all in on that.
Absolutely. There's an interesting breadth of guys and teams and cultures and things going on there. I think that could be very, very entertaining. I'm a sucker for those kinds of things, so I'll watch.
Oh, I will watch the crap out of it.
When does that start?
That is premiering this summer on Netflix.
So, wait, it's next year?
No. They've already followed them.
So it's this year.
So when they struck it, so when they sort of struck out trying to recruit quarterbacks, I think they just left it at like, oh man, they didn't get enough quarterbacks, but I like last year's episode and Cousins and Mariota and Mahomes. And I guess they're not doing another episode. And then all of a sudden they sneakily produced a whole new series.
Between that and the Tyson fight, my Netflix is really starting to fail for me.
I was going
to
say Netflix now all of a sudden is turned into like your destination for premium sports streaming. Yeah. Good on
that. That's not good. That's not good. Cause that means next step is all the games are going to be on Netflix and they're going to screw me in
you're
the end.
You're already paying for it. We've all heard your Peacock rant. You don't have to get back on that one. You already had it. You had no idea. You can thank.
I used my Peacock for the first time in a long time the other night. Wait, what? I watched all Oppenheimer.
Right. Oh, you did. What'd you think?
Meh. But you know what it evolved in me?
Meh.
Meh. Oh,
Andy. Andy.
And you can listen actually to the Rich Keefe show. We might explore this a little bit. A comparison that I think can be made between Oppenheimer and Bill Belichick and the dynasty. And
oh, 1,000%.
Sitting in yes. front of the cameras and sitting in front of the board in that movie. I think there are some English class-like parallels between the two tales.
You only thought Oppenheimer was meh. That movie is a crowning achievement in cinema. I'd be very curious. I'll reserve judge. I'll wait to hear. I'll listen tonight when I hear what Keefe has to say. I can see you wiggling your thumb and your nose and your fingers at me trying to give me the whole film snob thing. All right, that's enough. We have talked at long length about all the topics that matter right now in the wide world of Patriots. You can follow him at Jumbo Hart for the polls and for the Friday night pizza line arguments that you need to keep your Twitter following engaged. For the Foxborough Fanboy Madness and more, I'm at Fitzy GFY. Good job helping us produce this nonsense, Justin Turpin, and thanks to everyone. Hey, guys, continue to listen. We'll do our live pods as well as often as possible. Hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends. The best growing fan base and community in Patriots Nation is right here with Six Rings and Football Things. For everyone at WEEI, Odyssey, and 2400 Sports, he's Hart. I'm Fitzy. This has been Six Rings. Thanks for listening. Good day. God bless. F them all. And as always, go Pats.